From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States is preparing to respond to China's cyber espionage by levying sanctions against individuals and companies who have benefited from the theft of trade secrets, the Washington Post reported late Sunday. Citing unnamed officials in President Barack Obama's administration, the Post said the U.S. has not yet decided whether to issue the sanctions, but that a decision is expected soon. Mr. Obama signed an executive order on April 1st authorizing the Treasury Department, in consultation with the Attorney General and Secretary of State, to freeze assets of and block transactions with anyone responsible for hacking of U.S. entities or receiving that information for financial gain. The possible sanctions come as Mr. Obama prepares to host Chinese President Xi Jinping for a visit and state dinner in September. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling Monday to the northwestern state of Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where U.S. and foreign officials, scientists, and locals are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. The goal of the Glacier Conference, according to the White House, is to boost awareness of how the effects of higher temperatures in the Arctic are affecting the rest of the world and what people can do in response. The issue was the focus of Mr. Obama's weekly presidential address, during which he had said Alaskans are experiencing more frequent and extensive wildfires, deteriorating glaciers, some of the fastest shoreline erosion in the world, and higher storm surges as sea ice begins to melt. The U.S. State Department is hosting Monday's conference. This is VOA News. 25-year-old Ukrainian security officer was shot to death Monday in Kiev, and dozens of protesters and police were wounded in an explosion during protests against more autonomy for pro-Russian insurgents in eastern Ukraine. Mostly peaceful flag-waving protests outside parliament turned violent after lawmakers voted to give preliminary approval to the changes demanded by the West that are aimed at restoring peace in the rest of East. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for urgent action to address the challenges of thousands of migrants flowing into Europe, which has divided European nations as they debate how to respond. Ministers of Britain, France, and Germany issued a joint statement Sunday asking current European Union President Luxembourg to hold a meeting within 2 weeks. Thai authorities investigating this month's deadly Bangkok bombing announced Monday finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They have also issued an arrest warrant or two for two new suspects, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
A photograph of the woman identified as Wana Swanson in a hijab and a sketch of the unnamed male suspect were shown on a special broadcast on all Thai television channels at noon. On Saturday, authorities took into custody a 28-year-old foreign man and said they found explosives, chemicals, ball bearings, and other elements to make pipe bombs, similar to those used in devices that detonated at the Arawan Shrine on August 17th and in the Chao Phraya River adjacent to the Saturn Pier the following day. The blast at the Hindu shrine, popular with Chinese and other Asian tourists, killed 20 people and wounded more than 100 others, the worst single mass casualty attack in Thailand. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Malaysia's government staked its claim to the capital's streets Monday after a two-day demonstration calling for the ouster of Prime Minister Najib Razak. Mr. Najib joined thousands of spectators Monday in Kuala Lumpur for the parade of police, soldiers, and civil servants. U.S. President Barack Obama is facing backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following his decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in North America, to Denali. This designation recognizes the sacred status of Denali to generations of Alaska Natives, said a statement from the White House Sunday. Peak was named Mount McKinley in 1896 after a gold prospector exploring the region heard that Ohio resident William McKinley, a champion of the gold standard, had won the Republican nomination for president. The mountain rises 6,000 meters above sea level and is located in Denali National Park. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.